You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.AB.ca.
How you doing?
Good, Greger. How are you, bud?
Hey, I'm excellent. Before we get talking everything else, the Jays have got some pitching help already. What's the latest? What are you hearing on Bo Bichette? I noticed his camp, they come up, well, we're telling people we'd play second base. Is there a chance here that Bo Bichette's not going to get the money he was originally looking for?
Well, I think that's why they're throwing the second base out there. This is just personal opinion. I haven't heard anything since that news came out. But I think, obviously, I mean, you start looking for shortstop money, but if the shortstop money isn't coming, then you got to adjust. And it's funny, we're in this new world order now where the Blue Jays are the big spenders and the Yankees are tightening the belt. And, you know, maybe not a lot of people want to pay a guy that is for some questionable at shortstop and maybe a little injury prone to others, but the guy can hit. He's going to get paid. It's a question, is he going to get second base money or is he going to get shortstop money? And personally, I think the best chance the Jays will get him is if things maybe play out and take a little longer and they eventually get him at second baseman money.
Yeah, well, and that would be a good problem. What do you think they're going to do in the outfield, though? They almost seem like they have too many.
Too many is never a problem, if you ask me. Too many is fine. I mean, you got to make room for Barger in the outfield. That's my priority. I think this guy's a star. He hits the ball hard. I mean, when he swings so hard. He's the prototypical modern player. I don't think you can have too many in the outfield. It's kind of like starting pitching for me. You can't have enough of it. You're always going to run into injuries. I mean, just look at this year, the job Miles Straw did filling in. Nobody saw that coming. I remember, and you got to think Barger was a shortstop in Buffalo at the start of the year. So
yeah. You
can throw him at third base too if you need him, but I like him in right field myself.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like him a lot. And so I'll be curious to see what they do. Now, well, the Jays, everybody's loving the Jays. They're not really liking the Leafs right now in Toronto. They fire their coach on the power play today in Mark Savard.
Yeah.
They got 12 goals. Their power play has looked anemic all season long. What do you make of this move, and how much, if any, do you think a difference it'll make?
This was the easiest out possible, right? I mean, if you look at it from the outside, you're going, well, I guess if they're going to do anything, they're going to fire Savard because it's the easiest thing to do. Right, it tries to hold someone accountable, but to me, Mark Savard is the least of their problems. The problem lies in the fact that they play with absolutely zero passion. There's absolutely no heartbeat on that team coming from within the dressing room. The coach has a heartbeat. You saw Craig Berube play. There's a guy that played with passion, game in and game out, made the most of what he has. And I tell my kids, I'm driving them back from hockey right now. I tell them all the time, hard work. Beat skill when skill doesn't work hard. And if you want to see skill that doesn't work hard, look at the Toronto Maple Leafs. And it's a culture thing here. I'm not sure where or when it started, but man, I mean, just look at their leadership core. I don't see that Connor McDavid, that Sidney Crosby, that Nathan MacKinnon hunger when I look at Austin Matthews and when I look at Nylander. It's just not there for me. And I think that's the biggest problem the Toronto Maple Leafs have. Plus, they're bottom two lines. They don't have an identity on those lines. It's a big time problem right now.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. It is. It's, to me, their biggest problem. It always has been. Like, I talked to guys who play in Toronto. They said, man, really nice guy, really good players. They don't really have, like, a guy who, when the chips are down, you're like, oh, my God, this is the one that I want, right?
I want a dog. And your players, your second, third, fourth line are always a reflection of who their leader is. Always. I want a dog. If you're on the third, fourth line, you're supposed to be blocking shots so some guy can come out and emerge as the star on the power play. Is there an unconscious bias in you that goes, well, why would I block a shot for that guy? He's not playing with the same passion level that I'm playing with.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it. I don't see that anything will win. And for me, the biggest mistake the Leafs made within the last 10 years was trading Nazem Kadri. They had a guy that finally showed up in the playoffs, played the way he wanted to. Did he cross the line a couple times? Yes. Was he suspended for it? Yes. But I want that. I want that give-a-crapple-meter guy. They had that in Kadri, so he gets suspended, so they trade him. And then, to me, that was like, okay, so what do we want on this team? Do we want passion, or do we want 60 goals in the regular season? And to me, the franchise chose some, whatever it was, skill or Corsi over Passion. And that goes back to Dubas. And I think True Living is just still cleaning up for the mess that was created by his predecessor.
Yeah, I would agree with you wholeheartedly on the Kadri one. I was kind of like, yeah, okay, took a few bad penalties, yeah. But my goodness, like, you guys are, and then they've been searching for a guy who plays with passion. And guess what? Kadri figured out how to play with passion and rein himself in. It's not hard.
Exactly.
Right?
It's not hard. And man, you can't teach passion. I'd rather train a dog to calm down a little than try to get a dog to be aggressive, right? Like, I mean, you can't teach it, and the Leafs don't have it. Right now, they don't have it. I think they're searching for it, and I don't know what the answer is, because I think when you have those third, fourth line energy guys, I think to me, they're a reflection of the way the guys on the first two lines are playing as well, right? Like, if they see it from the first line guys, like, who wouldn't want to go through a wall for a McKinnon, a Crosby, a McDavid? I think everybody would. I think anybody would. And I think that's the problem with the Leafs. I think it starts right there.
Well, it's the old adage, I'd rather tame a stallion than whip a donkey. And
there you go. Yeah, that's a much better way than
I
said it.
Yeah, So that's one of my faves. Yeah. And it's true, though. Yeah. It's totally true. I talk to players, hey, I much rather have to calm you down, but you got to learn at some point how to how to calm down and correct yourself. How much, like, if this keeps going, is Craig Berube in trouble?
Unfortunately, I think he would be. And to me, it's just, I don't get it. To me, he's a great coach. I mean, you saw him last week. He was just bewildered. He was just like, the worst thing is when you bring your report card to your dad and he doesn't scream at you. He's just disappointed. He was just disappointed there the other night. And I guess, yeah, he'll have to be in trouble because you can't trade everybody. Right, the coach. Like, I mean, the Savard move is, to me, that's just to shake up, to actually make them somewhat accountable, make the players feel something. I don't know if they will, but again, to me, with that skill set they have, I was just talking about it with my little goalie in the back seat here. With their power play, it's almost like, okay, guys, you get a lot of skill, just go out and do it. Put a body in front of that and go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think on the power play, I think they're really missing Marner. I mean, his passes were so great to Austin Matthews. Steve Valiquette pointed out on Real Kipper and Bourne one day, just the cross-ice passes that Marner used to give to Matthews, those passes aren't there anymore. And Matthews used to score those one-timers from the off-wing on them. And those passes just aren't there anymore. So it's funny, you know, replacing a Marner, everybody wondered, would it hurt them? And you immediately think, well, will it hurt them in the playoffs? I don't know, but it's definitely going to hurt them in the regular season because over the course of 82 games, 100 points is tough to replace, and I think the Leafs are learning that the hard way too.
It's very true, man. Very true. You look at the East. What about the Sabres close to home, Kenny? It's a 6-game winning streak. That everybody's going great. Like, is this just a typical Buffalo thing? Like, I always thought the Sabres. I was like, I look at their roster. I'm like, man, they should be better. And
you're nailing it.
Josh Norris is healthy now, so that's a big addition to them. Do you think? Nah, they're not going to win 6 in a row all the time, but do you think the Sabres can push and actually compete for a playoff spot?
No, but good for them. You know, I'm excited. I think good for them. I mean, will they push for a playoff spot? I don't think so, but I'm like you. I look at their roster. I did a game in Buffalo a couple of years ago, and I was just, man, these guys have so much talent. But you can put all the talent together. You have to have some kind of chemistry. But again, there's a team that, you know, Eichel wanted out. You know, Reinhardt. Like, again, culture, right? Comes back to culture for me. So good for the guys that are doing it now. I mean, I love watching Tage Thompson. He's dangerous whenever he picks the puck up. Well, the fact that they've won 6 in a row, it's somewhat of a Christmas miracle, I would say, given the season. So enjoy it while you can, Buffalo. You very much deserve it. But it's funny how, like, I mean, when's the last time you saw a team fire a GM and the team goes on a run? I've heard firing a coach isn't going on a run, but a GM, not really.
Yeah, no, it's very true, man. It's very true. Kenny, great stuff, buddy. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Appreciate you joining us, as always, throughout the whole year. And enjoy some time off, hopefully.
All right. Merry Christmas, Gregor, and happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends thinking about you. Have a good one, buddy.
Awesome.